Let's talk about the topic today is the Zman, the Zman of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, the exact time, the proper time to light the candles of Chanukah, and specifically I really want to focus more on lighting on Erev Shabbos. When is the proper time to light candles Erev Shabbos? We actually once discussed this, but a long time ago, I forgot everything, so it's for me it's a good Chazara, but the what? Last year with the Zman?
Could we talk about Zman last year?
You have a very good memory. Excellent memory. Good. Okay, I have a lot of the mind. What got me curious, I found this magazine called Kuntres Magazine. It's a, they have articles, Chidushei Torah, it's a nice magazine. And they have here, I came across a very nice short article about Ner Chanukah on Lil Shabbos. And the issue of plaque. And he goes and he presents it in a very, very scientific form of the issues of lighting candles Erev Shabbos, when is the exact time. But in order to really have an appreciation of when is the proper time to light candles Erev Shabbos, it's kedai to go back and first know when is the proper time to light candles when it's not Erev Shabbos, throughout the week. So it all starts with the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Zman of lighting candles is with Shkia. The words of the Gemara are, we light the candles, the Zman of the candles with Shkia Sachama until Shetichle Regel Min Hashok. Now we're not focusing on the latest Zman to light, that's another issue. You can light candles until today in America, in Chutz Liaretz, people are always walking on the street, and anyway, Bizman Hazeh, we're not lighting for the people of the neighbors of Saradim, Vika Persimonesis for the Bnei Bayis, so there's long this someone at home. So we're not going to focus on the latest Zman to light, but we're focusing on what the Gemara says, that the lighting of candles of Chanukah take place, Mishe Tishka HaChama, when the sun sets. That is the Zman when the candles should be lit. Question, what is the meaning of Mishe Tishka HaChama? So there is a general machloikis between the Goinim and the Rosh and the Tur. The Goinim are of the opinion that Shkia Sachama begins when the ball of the sun descends below the horizon. That is called Shkia Sachama. Then the Gemara goes on to say, after Shkia Sachama, there is a period called Bein Hashmoshos. And the Gemara tells us that Bein Hashmoshos lasts for 2/3 of a mil. The amount of time it takes to walk a mil, take that, divide that into four parts, take three of those parts, that is the amount of time called Bein Hashmoshos, and then is what's called, what we call the second Shkia, which is also called Tseis HaKoychavim. So let's review. According to the opinion of the Goinim, which is also the opinion of the Gra follows the Goinim, the moment the ball of the sun is lowered, sets below the horizon, the day is over. The calendar day is over. A mitzvah that must be done by day can no longer be done. However, for the next 3/4 of a mil, it is a Safik Yom, Safik Lail. It might very well be an extension of the previous day. How long does it take to walk a mil? How long does it take to walk the day? Now, what is a mil? A mil is approximately 3/4 of a mile.
5 days.
How long?
5 days.
5 days of a mile. How long does it take to walk a mil? Well, it depends. Some people can walk fast, some walk slow. So it's a machlokes. Lubavitch hold it takes 24 minutes. So what's 24 minutes to walk 3/4 of a mil? It's a long time, right? It's a very long time. Okay, most of us, I actually walk every day. Not anymore. I used to walk. I taught that walking from my home to Chaim Berlin is exactly, I did it on Google Maps. Google Maps is exactly a mile. And it takes me about 18 minutes. It takes me about 18, not exactly 18 minutes. The time, they've only done it like a million times.
That's how you make your matzahs.
18 minutes. Okay, but it's machlokes, how long does it take to travel the distance of a mil by foot? It's between 18 and 24 minutes. Therefore, 3/4 of a mil is somewhere in between 13 minutes and 18 minutes. Okay, that's 3/4 of a mil. So therefore, according to the Goinim, according to the Gra, The moment the sun sets, the day is over. For the next, let's just round, make up some numbers, for the next 13 minutes. For the next 13 to 18 minutes is the Zman of Bein HaShemoshes. 18 minutes after sunset, even though outside in the street it's still light outside, it's Vadai Laila. It is 100% Vadai Laila. Now this, we're probably very comfortable with this in Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, this once from the time the sun sets until it gets dark, it's very quick. 20 minutes, it's pitch black dark. 20 minutes is as dark as it gets. So it makes a lot of sense. What is 3/4 of a mil? Somewhere between 13 minutes and 18 minutes. It doesn't have to be pitch black dark. You just have to have three stars. You can already see three stars. So therefore, it fits. This formula fits very well into what the reality in Eretz Yisrael. Do we say the same halakha applies in Chutz Eretz when 13 minutes after sunset, as far as you can, you won't even realize that the sun set. It's light outside. There's very little difference between sunset and 13 minutes after sunset. Okay, but yet that doesn't matter. The Goyim are of the opinion that's the similar approach, that 13 minutes after sunset, the next 13 minutes is still called Bein HaShemoshes, and 18 minutes later it's currently called Vaday Laila. Therefore, let's just work with this. According to the opinion of the Goyim, when the Gemara says Misha Tishka HaChama, let me take a step back. I left that one point. So basically, according to the Goyim, there are two sunsets. There's the sunset when the sun goes below the horizon, and the second sunset is 18 minutes later, or 13 minutes later, when it's Vadai Laila. Question, when it says in the Gemara, you should light candles, Misha Tishka HaChama, are we referring to the first Shkia, or are we referring to the second Shkia? If we're referring to the first Shkia, that would mean that the proper time to light candles is sunset. And indeed, this was the minig of the Gra. The Gra lit candles with sunset. And this appears, what I've read in many places, until recent times when everyone has become so confused. In America, everyone has become come confused. When is the proper Zman? Traditionally in Europe, if you davened Nusach Ashkenaz, it was a given that you would light Hanukkah candles the moment the sun set. So you would Google, if you're going back 100 years, you would just go to, you take out your smartphone, and Google, what is sunset? And you would get a number, it's 431, and 431, you would light candles. This was tradition. This is the way it existed in Europe, the time, if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, you follow the sheet of the Goyim, and we hold, it says Misha Tishka HaChama, it means Misha Tishka HaChama, the first
sunset,
that's the Zman. And Ad HaYom HaZeh, it appears many people in the Torah world, they follow this opinion, they will light Chanukah candles b'diyuk with sunset. Other opinions say, no, you should light candles not with sunset, but you should light candles with the Soif Shkia, with Tseis HaKoicham, when it gets dark, which means you should light candles 13 minutes after sunset. Because why light, when it says Misha Tishka Chama, does not mean when it's Vadayam. And the reason is very simple. The Chazan, a lot of people, they speak this the Chazan, initials of the Chazan's opinion. The Gemara says, Shroga B'tihara Maya Hanya. What benefit is there to a candle in midday? The moment when the sun sets, it's light outside. The lighting of the Chanukah candle is in order to bring illumination, to give light. In the Beis HaMikdash, may erev ad boker, you light candles from during the nighttime. So it's not logical to say that when the Gemara says that you light candles mishatishka hachama, it means when the ball of the sun goes below the horizon. It's not logical. It means the beginning of Shkia, the first Shkia, because it goes against the grain of what the purpose of lighting candles is. The purpose of lighting candles is to bring illumination. If it's light outside, what illumination are you providing by lighting your candles? It's a bracha levatala. I don't need your candles. In fact, your candles are not even noticeable because outside in the street there's plenty of light. Wait until it gets dark. And indeed, 13 minutes later, that was what Chazal also, according to the Gra, called the second Shkia. There are two Shkias in Halacha. Misha Tishka HaChama is the first Shkia. Misha Tishka HaChama is the second setting of the sun, which is 13 to 18 minutes later, when the ball of the sun has descended further below the horizon where the rays are no longer noticeable and it's dark. Oh, now it's dark. Now it is Tishka HaChama. It says sakuchavim. So now you make the bracha, and you let the candles remain lit for a half an hour until the people stop walking in the street. So this is another opinion. Many people hold this opinion that you should not light candles until it's 13 minutes after sunset or until it's 18 minutes after sunset, depending on how you view a mill. Okay, so this is one approach. Working with the shita of the ge'oinim. The ge'oinim will learn shkia is sunset, and fine. So either immediately, if you're nusach Ashkenaz, then you typically light with sunset, or you'll wait 13 or 18 minutes. However, there's another approach, the approach of the tour and the rush. The tour and the rush hold that the day does not end until 4 mil. There are also two shkias. It is Vaday Laila, the night begins 4 mil after sunset. What is 4 mil after sunset? 72 minutes. It takes to walk a mil, it takes 18 minutes. If it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil, 18 times 4 is 72. So it's Vaday Laila 72 minutes after sunset. Then there's something called Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos, which the Gemara says is 3/4 of a mil, is the 13 minutes before 72 minutes is Bein Hashmashos.
13 and a half.
So let's round up the numbers. Let's say 58 minutes. So we round up the numbers. 58 minutes after sunset is... That's 20 minutes. That's 20 minutes. Right? That's... 72, 58, so it's 20 minutes. So let's just round it up to 20 minutes, because it's machlokes, it's between 18 and 24. We'll just use the number 58. So according to the sheet of the Rosh and the Tur, Vaday Laila is when is 72 minutes. 4 mil after the ball of the sun goes below the horizon. When does Bein Hashmashos begin? Let's say 20 minutes for argument's sake. Let's say 13 minutes before. Okay, what is 13 minutes before 72? 58 I'm sorry, 13 minutes. 13 and a half, we'll round down to 14, so it's going, it's 14 minutes then. What am I saying? It's 14 minutes, not 20 minutes. What am I getting time? It's 14 minutes. So 58 minutes is going to be, let's say, the beginning of Bein Hashmashos. That is what is called in Halacha, according to the Torah, is the first Shkia. Mishe Tishke Hachama is 58 minutes after sunset. When is the second Shkia? 72 minutes after sunset. So now we have another two opinions. The Zman to light candles according to the Shita of the Torah is either Bein Hashmashos, is the first Shkia, 58 minutes after sunset, or 72 minutes after sunset. And indeed, these are two very valid opinions. So we presented via Pesach HaKol really four opinions. Four opinions, four groups in Klal Yisrael who know their tradition. Some will follow the Gra and the Ge'onim and light, follow that the day ends with sunset. They light with sunset in Mishat Tishka HaChama. We're using that approach. Who said it's the first sunset? Maybe we wait until after Bein Hashmashos, 13 minutes later. The light, 13 minutes after sunset. If you want to follow the Shita of the Tur and the Rosh, so the day does not really end until 58 minutes after sunset, which by the way means, according to this opinion, you can do Melacha Erev Shabbos. If you take the sheet of the Tur and the Rosh to its natural conclusion, the day is not over until 58 minutes after sunset. It's still Vadayom. You can do Melacha in America 58 minutes after sunset Friday afternoon. You know what that means? It's pitch black dark outside. Right, it's pitch black dark outside, and you can be driving around doing melacha b'farhesia because Shabbos is not, the day is not over until 58 minutes, and even then, it's not Vaday Laila, it's only Bein Hashmashos. You have another 13 minutes. And then, when it gets to 72, Shabbos first begins. So, even though halacha l'maisa, every single person today basically is machmir, like the opinion of both, when it comes to to the beginning of Shabbos. We're machmer to start Shabbos with sunset, like the Gaonim, like the Gaonim. But if you take the Gaonim to its natural conclusion, then you would be allowed to do melacha Saturday on Shabbos 13 minutes after sunset. Because Shabbos is over 13 minutes after sunset. So to do melacha when Shabbos is over, we're machmir, we follow the shita of the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, and we wait for Shabbos to be over 72 minutes after sunset. Now there's something a little bit of, now let's just, with the shita of the Gra, there is a little bit of a compromise from the Ramah. The Ramah says it does not, we follow, the Ramah primarily follows the shita of the Torah and the Mechaber, but says don't follow 72, it depends upon where you live in the world, the opak. It depends upon where you live, and therefore Rav Moshe says, based upon the Ramah in America, 50 minutes is equivalent to 72 minutes, and therefore Bein HaShemoshes would be something like 10 minutes. Would be even 9 minutes. Would be 9 minutes. So Rav Moshe basically, so with that approach, basically, when would you light candles? When would Shabbos be over? 50 minutes. When is Bein HaShemoshes? 41 minutes. So when would you light candles? 41 minutes after sunset, or 50 minutes after sunset. So now we have a total of 6 opinions. Let's just take a step back. We have 2 basic approaches as to when the day ends. Does the day end with the spall of the sun? There's a twilight zone. The day ends, then it's Bein HaShemoshes. 13 minutes in the middle. Does the day end with sunset, or does the day end when it gets pitch black dark? If you learn the approach, the day ends with sunset, then when it comes to, let's talk about Shabbos, when it comes to laws of Shabbos, Shabbos begins and Shabbos ends when the sun, the ball of the sun goes below the horizon. You have to stop doing melacha when the sun sets, and you can do melacha but so Shabbos 13 minutes after the sun sets. If you learn that the shkia is not when the sun sets, but when it gets pitch black dark, then you have 72 minutes, and minus 13 going back to 58, so then you can do melacha until 58 minutes, and you can do melacha until 58 minutes, and Shabbos will not end until 72 minutes after Shkia. Then with that approach, there's Rav Moshe, the Ramah, and Rav Moshe makes the calculations, which takes us down to 50 minutes and 41 minutes. Now, when it comes to doing melacha and the observance of Shabbos, everyone today in Chutz Li'aretz has accepted upon themselves to be machmer like both. We stop doing melacha on Friday when the sun sets, and we don't do melacha mitzvah Shabbos until it's 72 minutes. This is what has been accepted, 50 minutes or 72 minutes, and it appears this is something recent, right? There's a debate. There's a debate that the Hasidim, it appears that maybe even in Europe they actually did melacha. Yeah. They did melacha after. They did melacha when the sun set. When the sun set for 58 minutes or for 41 minutes.
He went to Kola and the Chomra.
The Paskin in Hungary, they did Malacha on Friday until 50 minutes after sunset because we don't do that anymore today. Today it's accepted you have to be Machmer like both. Fine, for the laws of Shabbos, we're Machmer like both. Very good. But when it comes to lighting of the candles, you can't do both. No one's going to tell you to light 2 different sets of candles. So you got to pick and choose. Now you got to tell me, what is the ikkar? Do you hold the ikkar to be like the Gaonim and the day ends with sunset? Or do you hold the ikkar to be like the Torah and the Rosh, that the day ends with Tzei Sakai Chavim? If you hold the ikkar to be like the Gaonim, the day ends with sunset, light when the sunset. And if you want to wait until it's Vaday Lailo, light 13 minutes after sunset, light 18 minutes after sunset. If you want to follow the sheet of the Torah and the Rosh, that the day comes to an end with Tzei Sakai Chavim, 72 minutes, so light the candles at 72 minutes. You want to light during Bein HaShemoshos, because Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah derabbanon, and if it's a mitzvah derabbanon, you could already assume that Bein HaShemoshos is already called Vaday Laila midrabbanon. So then, light 58 minutes after sunset. If you want to follow the Ramah and adjust that based upon where you live, so in America, light the candles 50 minutes after Shkia, or light the candles 41 minutes after Shkia. So indeed, we've presented here about 6-7 opinions, and all of these are valid opinions. Sunset, 13 minutes, 18 minutes, 58 minutes, 72 minutes, 41 minutes, or 50 minutes. All of these are very precise zman when you should light candles.
41 minutes.
40, Rav Moshe says that Bein HaShemesh already begins at 41 minutes. Vade Laila is 50 minutes. So Bein HaShemesh I'll say is 41 minutes. So since Ner Chanukah is a Misa Midrabon, you could already assume that 41 minutes is called Vade Laila, and therefore you can light candles. You light what it says in the Gemara. You light Misha Tishka Chama. It means when it's the that's Tishka Chama, 41 minutes or 50 minutes. Okay, 6-7 opinions. Halacha lemaisa, no one does any. People do none of the above. Why do they do none of the above? Now, first of all, let's take a step back. Some people, they daven bikavias and shul, they daven ma'arif. They go to a mincha ma'ariv minyan. So many poskim say, if this is what you do every single day of the year, you go to a mincha ma'ariv minyan, do what you always do. David, mincha ma'ariv, you come home, don't look at the clock. When you come home, you light, it might be an hour after Shkia, because Bizman has the Ikar Persumanitsa is for the Bnei Bayis, Todir Vishena Todir, Todir Koidem, you're saying Kriya Shema, you're doing Tefillah, you don't have to be so makbid, so precise on the Zman. Okay? So that's number one. If you're davening in a Mincha Mariv Minyan the whole year round, do what you're doing, and you can light the candles when you come home from Shul, whatever the Zman is, and don't worry. If your wife's not going to come home till later on, and it's going to be Shalom Bayis problem, she wants to wait for you, she's you want to wait, so you can wait. You can wait to light until your wife comes home. Or there's a reason to wait, you can wait. There are many heterim to wait. These are all hidurim to light in the earliest zman possible. But let's say you're not waiting for your wife, and you know, anyway, you daven ma'ariv every night at 10 o'clock. Yeah, you go to a shir, you go at 10 o'clock, and you're home at this time. So now the question is, so indeed, when should you light? So we presented already 6-7 opinions. But yet, all of the Gedolei Yisrael are very creative in when they decided. It's 12:03, right? Not 13. I got scared there. So, everyone, when do we light? So, Rav Moshe says the best time to light is 10 minutes after Shkia. 10 minutes. Why? So he said. So basically, what he's saying is, since we don't really know which is the Iker Zman, try to get chaperein both. Everyone really works with the same idea. The zman of lighting candles is a half an hour. So if you light candles and that half an hour will extend into the other zman, you're basically fulfilling all of the opinions. In other words, if you're going to take the opinion, the Nusach Ashkenaz opinion, the traditional opinion of the people who daven Nusach Ashkenaz to light candles with sunset, very good. You're fulfilling the Goinim. But if your candles burn out half an hour later, 30 minutes later, or let's say even if your candles last for 50 minutes, for an hour, but when it comes 58 minutes after Shkia, your candle's already out. And 58 minutes after Shkia, according to, is the beginning of the Zman of the Tur and the Rosh. So your candles have not even extended for a moment into that Zman. You have not fulfilled that opinion at all. So if you'll start 10 minutes late, when the Zman of Shkia is Acham, that means that's the beginning of the Zman. You have a half an hour. So if you begin a little bit late, you are partially fulfilling the Zman of the Goonim, and the candles will be that they're going to be lit for a half an hour. Moshe says it should be light for an hour. You should light more. You should let the candles light for a little bit longer. The candles will extend into the Zman of the Rosh and the Tur. Now everyone pretty much is doing this. The Chazon Ish would light 20 minutes after Shkia. Rav Aaron Kotler would light 25 minutes after Shkia. Rav Moshe said 10 minutes after Shkia. Those are the three big numbers. They say Rav Moshe, Rav Aaron Kotler, and the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is a very big mystery. No one really knows why. Everyone speculates. Why did the Chazon Ish light B'diyuk 20 minutes after Shkia? So they say because the Chazon Ish, he wanted to make both Shitas, in Eretz Yisrael, especially in Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, it gets dark right away. So there is no really 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, this idea of 72 minutes is really for Chutz Li'aretz. Because in Eretz Yisrael, it gets dark right away. So the Chazon Ish wanted to fulfill both. He waited 20 minutes, that way you're getting really both. You're getting the best of both. Your candles are extending. So the basic idea is that we're trying to make compromises. We're making compromises, we're lighting, we acknowledge there's a sheet of the the Goinim versus the Shita of the Rosh and the Tor. Two different starting points. If you light somewhere in the middle, so and you let the candles light for an extended period of time, the zman of lighting is a half an hour, you're hopping around, you're getting the best of both worlds. Rav Moshe says, he has an elaboration why he holds 10 minutes is the best. It's basically the best compromise. 10 minutes, Rav Aaron Kola, 25 minutes, the Chazanish is not really right because the Chazanish was an Eretz Yisrael. And he says 20 minutes. Okay, so these are the differences. So now we've added to the equation from 7, we've gone out to 10 different zman and possible zman and when you can light candles, or just don't pay attention to the clock and you light whenever your wife gets home, when everything is fine and good. Now, what about if a person cannot light a bizman? He has a flight. I'm going out of town. I'm off to the races, right? I have business. So when is the earliest man to light? The earliest that we presented is sunset. Sunset is the earliest man. But I got to be on a plane sunset. I'm not going to be home sunset. So there are different options. You can tell someone to light, to make an agent, someone should light on your behalf. But that's not the ideal. The halacha is when we turn to Shabbos. Being that it's an 8-day holiday, and an 8-day has to include Shabbos, you can't light the candles on Shabbos, Chil Shabbos. Can't possibly be. So it has to be built into the mechanism, into the lighting of candles for Chanukah, that you can light before Shabbos. So here we have it's Shumas Hadesh. We have a Mogen Avram. Mogen Avram quotes a Shumas Hadesh, if I'm not mistaken. And the Mogen Avram says as follows. He says the very Chiddush. Plag Mincha. When we light candles Friday afternoon, we are really lighting candles on Shabbos without the Chil Shabbos. The mitzvah is to light candles Friday Shabbos. But it's Chil Shabbos. Chazal are not going to make a mitzvah with Yimachal Shabbos. That cannot possibly be. So the lumbus is Plag Mincha an hour and 15 minutes before the beginning of the next day. Here's where we're coming to the lumbus. We're running out of time quickly. The beginning of the next day is already an extension of the next day for many areas of halacha. You can daven ma'ariv. We all know that you can be mekabel tais for Shabbos. In halacha, an hour and 15 minutes before the end of the beginning of the next day can be turned into the next day. What?
The beginning of the next, an
hour and 15 minutes before. Oh, that's tricky. You said the word shkia. Oh, so let's say that an hour and 15 minutes. That's the thrust of this article, and it does it in such a beautiful way. And that's the unique thing about this article. It's a short article, but that's his addition. An hour and 15 minutes before the beginning of the next day in halacha can be an extension of the day if you so decide. And therefore, when we light Erev Shabbos, after an hour and 15 minutes before Shabbos, we're really lighting on Shabbos. It's just that we're not mechal Shabbos. This is the Shumas Hadeshen. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba holds there's no such thing. There's no such thing. It's a beautiful lumnus, which is extremely important for what we're about to learn in one moment. The Rashi says, no, don't go tell me that Chazal, we're lighting on Shabbos without Chil Shabbos. When it comes Friday, Chazal told you to light on Friday. Right? Shabbos, you can't light. Don't tell me lumnus, we're really lighting candles on Shabbos without the Chil Shabbos. No. You're lighting the candles on Friday for Shabbos. The candle lighting of Hanukkah on Saturday is an exception to the lighting for all of the other days. All of the other days, you light Bo Bayom on the day itself. Shabbos, you can't light Bo Bayom, so you light the day before. Don't tell me lumnus, I'm lighting an extension of Shabbos without the Chil Shabbos. What do we mean L'may Nafkamina? Here's the point. 2 minutes. Here's the point. When is Plag HaMincha? Plag HaMincha is an hour and 15 minutes before the beginning of the next day. We have an obsession with the Neris of Chanukah to satisfy all opinions. Like Rav Moshe, Rav Aaron Kotler, the Chazon Ish. We want to be good. No machlokes, right? We want to be good to everyone. Plag HaMincha, according to the Gaonim, is an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. Got no problem. Friday, you have an hour and 15 minutes, 75 minutes before sunset, you can light Hanukkah candles. But what about the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah and the Rosh? When is Plag HaMincha, according the Iker HaDin, according to the Torah and the Rosh? An hour and 15 minutes before the day is over. When is the day over? 72 minutes after sunset. So, when does Plag HaMincha begin? It begins 3 minutes before sunset. Right, again, according to the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, when does Shabbos begin? When does Shabbos truly begin? 72 minutes after sunset. How long is Plag HaMincha? 75 minutes. So subtract 75 from 72. When does the Plag HaMincha begin? It begins 3 minutes before sunset. We're very religious in America. We when it comes to Shabbos, we machmer like both, like the Rosh and like the Goyim. We don't do Malacha with sunset, and we wait for Shabbos to be over for 72 minutes. So we're not going to do Malacha when the sun sets. But we also have to light the candles for Plag HaMincha to be Yoytze, the mitzvah. That means you have 3 minutes. If you light the candles on Friday before Plag HaMincha, you're not Yoytze. It's a Bracha Levatala. For Plag HaMincha. But according to the Rosh and the Torah, Plag HaMincha is 75 minutes before 72 minutes. And that means 75 minutes comes out 3 minutes before sunset. So you literally have 3 minutes to light candles. But that's impossible, because it's certainly going to lead into Chilul Shabbos, and you have to light the Ner Shabbos afterwards. And what about Mincha? When did you daven Mincha? If you didn't daven, well, you have to daven before Mincha. That's another whole issue. So maybe we have a solution. Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, the Ramah says, in America, we don't follow 72 minutes. We have to readjust. So when is the day over? The day is over 50 minutes. When is going to be Plag HaMincha? An hour and 15 shows manios, 57 minutes. When you readjust everything based upon your longitude, where you're living, then it will come out that Plag HaMincha would be 57 minutes, and the day ends 50 minutes. So then how much time do you have? 7 minutes. A little bit better.
Yeah, but even that's not good enough.
So that's what comes out. It comes out in an incredible chiddush that we don't really, you're not able to satisfy all customers when it comes to lighting candles air shops. The only heter is the chiddush of the Levush. The Levush is a meridik chiddush. The Levush says that even according to the Torah and the Rosh, that the day ends. The day ends 72 minutes after sunset. Even the Torah and the Rosh agrees that the calculation for Plag Mincha is based upon sunset. So then there's no problem according to everyone. Then you really indeed are getting in all opinions. Okay, so the standard line is Plag HaMincha depends. When is Plag HaMincha? Plag HaMincha means an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. That hour and 15 minutes in halacha can be viewed as an extension of the next day. The simple approach is, it depends. There's the Ge'oinim and there's the Torah and the Rosh. The Ge'oinim is sunset, so Plag HaMincha is backwards. Torah and the Rosh, 72 minutes, Plag HaMincha goes backwards. So when it comes to Kabbalah Shabbos, when it comes to Tosfos Shabbos and Yom Tov and Pesach, it's not a problem. It's not in any way not doing Malacha. But when it comes to candle lighting, it's not going to work out. You're only going to have 3 minutes, or according to Rav Moshe, 7 minutes. So you have to say that everyone in Klal Yisrael, they're either, when it comes to Erev Shabbos, we're following the sheet of the Ge'onim 100%, and we say goodbye to the Rosh of the Torah, because there's no other way to do it. Since Bezman Hazeh, we live in a country, we live in the Minigis, we don't do Malacha after the sun sets. So that's it. Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chanukah, unless you're going to go and play with fire, literally, 3 minutes or 7 minutes. You're saying, Torah and the Rosh, see you later, buddy. Not today. Or you'll say, we follow the Torah and the Rosh, but we're being soimech on the Levush that learns even in the sheet of the Torah and the Rosh, we still calculate Plaga Mincha not from 72 minutes, but from sunset. And that's why we take our time. Erev Shabbos, you have an hour and 15 minutes, at least 57 minutes before sunset, to light the Chanukah candles. So according to the